You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I want you to imagine that on Monday, you will carefully select an outfit, rehearse a few questions and answers in your mind, breathe deep, and walk into a job interview. And if you were to ask Jason Dana about it, he'd probably say it's not the greatest use of your time. He is an assistant professor of management and marketing at Yale, and he recently wrote an op-ed for the New York Times called "The Utter Uselessness of Job Interviews." Okay, that's a grabby headline. But I asked him to explain why he thinks job interviews are not a great predictor of how we'll do at a job.
The problem is that people allow themselves too much freedom in constructing a narrative. And what we found in our studies that the Times piece was about was that people can construct narratives even out of complete nonsense. We had actually trained interviewers to respond to questions on a pseudo-random basis. So their answers meant nothing. They were just about themselves anyway. They were just answering randomly. And we found that this didn't perturb people's ability to make narratives. So when they never discovered that they were doing a random interview, they made predictions just as confidently as they made after accurate interviews. And they even said in rating scales that they agreed that they had gotten to know the person and that they had gotten useful information from the interview at a slightly higher rate than they did when they were answering after accurate interviews, right?
So how should a company then think about its hiring process? You know, what's a better option?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, and I get lots of emails about it. And the thing that's hard to answer about this question is that this is, of course, going to depend a great deal on your industry. So in some industries, we can get down to brass tacks very quickly about what your particular skills are and whether they are appropriate to the position you're applying to. So, I mean, I guess if you're a software coder, right, I can ask you about what kind of projects you implemented, what your role in them was. Can you give me examples of code? Maybe in some other fields it's a little harder, but you had asked what can employers do better.
Yeah.
One thing I would think is discipline in the interview process. So myself, I'm asked to interview people all the time. We have prospective PhD students or job applicants, and I'm asked to talk with people in any manner I want with no guidelines and then come back and render opinions. But I feel the seductive pull. You know, maybe someone makes an offhand comment during the interview and I want to make a narrative out of it and I want to use that narrative. But rationally, I know that this offhand comment may have little or no predictive validity, right? You know, one thing right off is I think you need clear goals before you enter into the interview. What are you looking for and what are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah. We've been doing a lot of work on this show and across Marketplace in general looking at automation and sort of the role of robots in the workforce. And in some ways, it seems counterintuitive that interviews would be less important. I mean, wouldn't they be more important if you're looking at, say, well, yeah, but robot's going to handle the packing and the shipping. I want to make sure that Sharon in sales can have a human conversation.
Yeah, that's a great point. And probably the number one objection that I hear is, well, what I'm really trying to find out is whether I'm going to like the person, whether there's going to be a good organizational fit, et cetera. And I'm certainly sensitive to that. The thing is, what makes you think that you can figure out who you're going to get along with and who's going to fit from a brief conversation in a very unusual context, which is the job interview?
Do you imagine a future, say 5 or 10 years down the road, where, you know, high school students or college students aren't even taught about job interviews and interview protocol anymore?
I don't, but that's just a guess. Just based on the comments on the article and some of the emails I've gotten, people still believe very strongly in the ability of the interview to do something, even if it's just figure out who you might like to work with or whether someone's going to fit. And as a result, I think smart high school and college students are actually availing themselves of interview training. Right? So they're learning how to take interviews, what kind of questions people like to ask, everything down to sometimes the handshake to begin. And that concerns me because in that sense, maybe an interview can be kind of gamified. So in other words, maybe what you've learned from the interview is just how good of an interviewee they are, which presumably doesn't connect much to job success if that's all they've done is sort of drilled to be a good interviewee.
Jason Dana, Assistant Professor of Management and Marketing at Yale, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.
We put Jason Dana's central point online to see what people thought. our job interviews a waste of time? Here are your responses, read by a few people from the Marketplace staff.
Interviews are not, but online applications that make you type in your resume that you also just uploaded are a huge waste of time.
As much as the interviewer thinks he's interviewing me, I'm doing the same. I wouldn't walk into a job sight unseen or without information.
An interview that doesn't explore team dynamic is a waste of time.
Interviews are not a waste. Sending a resume is, though. I've gotten most of my work via networking, not applying.
Do all marriages turn out for the best? No. But that doesn't mean dates are a waste of time. Neither are job interviews.
I'm always amazed by the number of young people who show up for interviews wearing jeans. I work in a nice retail department store, so at least put on a decent pair of dress slacks.
From Twitter, that was at Uncle Struggles, at Bombay Soprano 1, at Math Dr. Quinn, and at Alana Sofko. And from Facebook, Linda Harlow. From what to wear to what to say, this stuff is hard. And even though job interviews might involve narratives that aren't always true, well, they're still how companies do business. If you are curious about the world of work and its sometimes confusing culture, you may have come across our next guest's blog. Her name is Allison Green, and the site is called Ask a Manager. It covers basically everything you'd want to ask one of your higher-ups, if only you could. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
What, to you, is the utility of a job interview?
As a hiring manager with limited time to evaluate candidates, they are the best way that we have figured out to do it. I think sometimes people think, why can't you just look at my resume and my cover letter, and that gives you an idea of my experience? The thing is, it doesn't as much as job seekers sometimes think it does. I have repeatedly had the experience of seeing a resume that looked perfect, someone whose experience and skills seemed to be exactly the match for what I needed, and then getting into the interview and discovering they weren't such a strong match after all. And I think it's because resumes don't tell the full story. You know, people embellish, or they don't actually know how to represent their experience well in writing, so they actually didn't come across as strong as they really are. Or a resume might make someone's role in a project sound different than what it actually was. And when you start digging into it, you discover they weren't really leading this project, or they weren't really playing a key role in it. And they also don't really tell you about how people think. I mean, you have to talk to someone and have a back and forth and probe into why they made certain decisions or why they approached something that way in order to really understand how someone operates. And interviews so far are the best way we've found to figure out how to do that.
You've been doing this for a while and writing about it for a while. And I wonder, have best practices changed as sort of the nature of work has changed over the past decade or so? Or are they still, you know, are there still common themes that you think are relevant and were relevant in 1990?
I think some things have changed and some things have stayed very much the same. One trend that I've seen a lot of just in like the last 4 or 5 years is increasingly employers are relying not just on the interview conversation itself, but on finding ways during the interview process of really seeing people in action. So it could be giving a mini work assignment or having them do a role play or some kind of exercise or something that lets you actually see them doing the work or a rough simulation of the work. And that's new. I don't think you saw a lot of that 10 years ago.
I have a couple of questions that our listeners sent in or tweeted to us. And there was one, I think, that speaks to sort of this economic moment in time. This is from Jeff, who said, if one, okay, me, has been involuntarily out of a career field for years, recession, then couldn't get rehired, what are some tips to help?
It's tough. I think the best thing you can do is to put yourself in the shoes of that hiring manager and think, if you were looking at yourself as a candidate, what's the evidence that you would look at that you could excel in this job? So maybe there's some sort of transferable experience from your past, or maybe there's some skill or even a personality trait that would make you really well suited for the work, and extract that stuff and paint a picture for them, make it really easy for them to connect all of those dots. If you're relying on them to figure out on their own why you would be good at it, they're likely to go with a candidate where it's more superficially obvious why the person would be good.
What about for recent grads? You know, this is the season where people who are getting out of school are thinking about the world of work. Are there kind of secret things that you've learned that they should know, particularly young people?
sometimes people who are less experienced at interviewing, and frankly, even people who are more experienced, just kind of wing it and hope that it goes well. But you will do such a better interview if you put real time and effort into preparing ahead of time. So reflect on what the job takes to perform it well. Reflect on what experiences or skills you can point to that illustrate that you'll excel at those things. And really come up with specific examples of times that you've used those skills successfully in the past. And the other thing I think I would add about preparing for an interview is most people have an interview question that they dread being asked, something that they hope isn't going to come up, whether it's salary or why they left their last job. Mm. It's so much better to figure out what the thing is that you're worried about so that you can figure out an answer and practice delivering it in a way that you're comfortable with.
Is it okay to bring up salary and salary expectations in an interview?
This is so tricky. Most of us work for money and we're interested in knowing what a job will pay, but there's very much this mythology that candidates should only be interested in the work itself and that it's somehow crass to ask about money. This is obviously quite silly. But it is a mindset that's out there. So it is important to realize that some people do still buy into that way of thinking, and you do take a risk if you ask about salary during an interview. I do think it's changing, and I do think people are becoming more reasonable and realistic about this. And I also think it's safer to ask about salary later in the process, if it's turning into multiple interviews, or if you're being asked to fly out somewhere for an interview, if you're being asked to invest serious time or even money in taking part in the interview process, it becomes more understandable.
Allison Green runs the blog Ask a Manager. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.